Tucker Carlson, "The media are your enemies. They are misleading you so that you will obey." By Jeff Poor on October 31, 2020. Friday, Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson opened his program by highlighting what he described as a secret alliance between journalists, those that journalists are expected to hold accountable. The Tucker Carlson Tonight host concluded that ultimately the media were not acting in the best interest of the public at large, which he said made them our enemies. Transcript as follows. Carlson: "Well, for 5 years, we have watched the news media treat Donald Trump in a way that no American president has ever been treated. Richard Nixon himself disgraced, impeached, forced from office in the end got a pass by comparison to Donald Trump. Reporters hate Trump with an all-consuming mania. They hit him so intensely that at times it's been amusing to watch. If Donald Trump announced a cure for cancer at tonight's rally in Minnesota, CNN would denounce him for fixing drug prices. That's true. If you're a fair-minded person, it has been infuriating to watch this. It's too dishonest. It's also patronizing because it's almost unbelievably stupid. Trump spied for Russia. Trump works for Putin. Trump is a racist because he likes borders and doesn't want to live in Haiti. Yes, okay. Clearly all the smart kids went into finance. America's websites and TV stations got the rest. Unfortunately, we've got to live with the consequences of that. But we should also say, if we are being entirely honest, that as grating as all of this is, unremitting hostility to the President of the United States is far from the greatest threat America faces. Reporters are supposed to be tough on people with power. That's why we have journalism, to keep a close eye on those who have outsized influence over our lives. The people we should watch carefully would include business moguls, the intel agencies, prominent academics, cultural figures, military leaders, and most obviously, our politicians. The rest of us can't really know what these people, the people in charge, are doing at all times. A reporter's job is to find out and tell us. So in the end, the real threat to America isn't too many nasty questions from reporters. It's the opposite of that. The real threat is collusion. When journalists strike secret alliances with the very people they are supposed to be holding accountable, we are in deep trouble. Lies go unchallenged. Democracy cannot function. And that's what we are watching right now. Yesterday, and this may be the starkest example of all, we learned that the FBI is conducting an active investigation into Joe Biden's son for business deals that apparently included his father, the former vice president. Now that is not speculation, it is confirmed. Former Biden business partner, Tony Bobulinski, sat for a 5-hour interview with 6 FBI agents just the other day, a week ago. They asked him about his business dealings in China with the Biden family. Now, we don't know if this investigation will result in indictments, obviously. We know that it could. And that is significant because Joe Biden, as you may have heard, is running for president. The election is on Tuesday. So by any possible measure, this is a blockbuster, stop the press's news story. It's not some naughty picture from somebody's laptop. This is a criminal investigation into business deals that we know for a fact Joe Biden was party to. So why haven't you heard more about this? If you don't watch this, you've likely heard nothing at all, not a word. And you know why? Because the media are collaborating. They are collaborating with the Democratic Party. They are collaborating with the intelligence agencies that spy on Americans with impunity. They are collaborating with the tech monopolies that have choked off the average person's access to legitimate information. We're not overstating any of that. We wish we were. Watch the people you're supposed to be able to trust dismiss a completely legitimate verified news story as, quote, a Russian plot. Begin video clip. Unidentified female, holding super spreader events and giving Russian disinformation, spreading Russian disinformation. Unidentified male, disinformation that he knows to be fabricated and supplied by a foreign intelligence service. And despite the warning, he is still doing it. Unidentified female, you have said this entire thing is so obviously a Russian plot. John Avlon, CNN senior political analyst. It's sort of a crazy quilt at this point, which has all the hallmarks of Russian disinformation. That said, it wasn't for lack of trying. Unidentified female, Rudy basically functioning as a Russian asset by pushing Russian disinformation. Brian Stelter, CNN chief media correspondent. CNN reported on Friday, The U.S. authorities are seeing if those emails we just talked about are connected to an ongoing Russian disinformation effort. End video clip. Carlson, I've got to tell you, Keith, it has all the hallmarks of Russian disinformation. These people wouldn't know Russian disinformation if it got into the shower with them. They know nothing. Every word of what they just said was a lie. Russia didn't forge these emails. Vladimir Putin didn't invent the two separate meetings that Tony Bobulinski had with Joe Biden to discuss business in China. The business the FBI is now investigating in an active criminal investigation. That's all entirely real. It happened. It is happening now, and the people you just watched on the screen know that it did. Yet, they argue it is all fake, a concoction of a hostile foreign power. So you have to ask yourself at some point, why would they tell you that? They know it's not true, they are saying it anyway. They are expecting you to believe it. Why are they doing that? Well, because these people are not your allies. They are not trying to help you or inform you, just the opposite. These people are your enemies. They are misleading you so that you will obey and maybe it will work, honestly. Maybe they will get Joe Biden elected president next week without even asking the most basic questions of the candidate. The most basic questions or vetting him in any way. That can work. That's the gambit. But what then? Many of these people you just saw on the screen will then go to work for Biden, officially. We'd expect that because without Donald Trump to hyperventilate over, the business models at many news outlets will collapse, and these people will need jobs. But Joe Biden and Kamala Harris can't hire everyone at NBC. Some of these people have to continue to be quote journalists. And the question is, can they really do that? Can they keep pretending on your screen live every night after everything we have just witnessed? Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.